Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get unbeatable flavor and value delivered right to your door. They have an unmatched selection of perfectly portioned proteins, including USDA certified tender, steaks, burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and more. All flash frozen at their moment of peak quality. Then quickly delivered to your door in a dependable cooler. So a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast. Omaha Steaks practically invented meat delivery, and they've been perfecting the art of premium proteins for over 100 years. With their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can order with complete confidence. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference, a better, more convenient way to buy proteins. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Obviously, you can go on holidays to different countries, but you can also go to a different time. You can leave the phone at home and spend some time in a 1970s house. The travel writer Chris Moss has done just that. Chris is also the author of Lancashire, exploring the historic county that made the modern world. Chris, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Describe the outside of this house first, Chris. Well, I assume it was built in the 1970s.
Yeah, it's an early, I think it's 1973, it was finished by the owner's dad. He even has the building record. He said it cost him £6,000 to build in the early 70s. It's a little bungalow just off a tiny back lane, just in northeast Lancashire there. Really, really rural setting. And there's actually other houses around it, but it stands out very much of that era. Nice red brick, low slung. Quite simple, quite a classy bungalow, I think, because it's detached as well.
Mm. And wasn't the case that they decided to turn it inside into a kind of a 1970s house, or was it just it kind of remained that way and they thought, hang on, this is something of a unicorn for us?
Yeah, it was. They just left it, really. It evolved out of a decision they made. So Nigel and Melissa live there. Nigel's 62, Melissa's 60. And they inherited the house. They already had a house next door, so they didn't need the house. So when Nigel's mother passed away a few years ago, they went into the house and they had the usual thought, should we knock it down? Should we gut it? Should we sell it? And then they looked at the furniture and thought, well, we don't really need the house at the moment. And my son doesn't need it. He was very young at the time. And the actual decor was, it was old, but it was in good shape. They said the mum and dad had spent quite a lot of the time in the 70s on it, and it looked good. And they said that whenever they were with friends, they all felt very nostalgic for that decade. Mm. And they just had a flash that maybe it would be nice to preserve it as it was. So they kept it as it was with the carpets and bits of furniture. And then over time, Melissa in particular has gone to junk shops and antique shops and fitted it with extra 70s stuff just to kind of enrich the setting a bit. But it's basically intact from the 70s.
Yeah, and I'm actually looking at a picture of you now inside one of the rooms. That flower wallpaper, I'm sure I've lived, I'm sure I've seen that before. Well, and it has one of those hatches.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's exactly it. And I'm the same. I didn't know what to expect. I'm nostalgic like other people. You know, I was four in 1970, so I was little boy, and I grew up in a bungalow. So for me, I was expecting it to be a bit familiar. But I did have that weird rush of emotions because we had the swirly carpet, the kind of browns everywhere, the golds, the oranges. And the city, the kind of plasticky city and velveteen, all these materials that are no longer considered kosher, and nylon sheets on the bed and things. It was one of the hottest nights I've had in years.
Did it stink of cigarettes, the house? That would be genuinely 1970s.
No, none of us smoke. I mean, I did once in the 80s used to smoke, but no, that's the one thing missing, I suppose. I went with three friends who are all more or less the same age. I just turned 60 recently, and one of them said, the stains on the ceiling are missing, because in those days, of course, in the 70s, all kitchens had four rings on the ceiling. Yes. above the main table.
Yes. And so when you stayed there with your friends, did you eat 1970s food?
We thought about pot noodles or Vesta curries. We thought about Vesta curries. And there is a fondue set there. But in fact, no, what we did was there's a pub around the corner. So we just went for a pie and chips. And to be honest, the pub was pretty much of the 70s anyway, around the corner. But we didn't feel like cooking there. But what we did do, my friend turned up with a lot of kind of weak alcohol, because back in the 70s, when people drank Bass and brown ale, etc., he brought all those kind of ales just to kind of make the mood fitting. And I kind of got nostalgic for when ale was weaker, because I grew up with my dad drinking mild ale, and it's really hard to get these weak ales these days. All these IPAs are like 8%, 6%.
And did they have, they had games in there, Skelectrics and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. They had a Skelectric, which was a Starsky & Hutch Skelectric, which was sold in Marks & Spencer's in the 70s. I looked it up afterwards. It's a collectible. The little car's worth about £100, and the kit is worth £300. There was a game of Pong on a video machine, which some people may remember. It's kind of a table tennis, a very early Atari computer game called Pong. That was available. In the drawers, I started, you know, we were invited to look through the house, and I found sets of fuzzy felt. People probably remember fuzzy felt and things like Buckaroo, these games that we all used to play in the 70s, at Christmas especially. So it's fitted out with all that kind of stuff. And of course, all the records and as well, all the music as well.
Were they all Top of the Pops compilation records with scantily clad women on the front?
It's all that. It was all the kind of skimpy women on the Top of the Pops compilations. They were all there, but also all the James Last TV theme compilations, which again were weird. Because they're all kind of dusty, but they also have skimpy girls on the front as well. And then there was Jasper Carrot live on stage, which didn't work at all because it's all visual humor and it was a vinyl record. So that was an unfunny 10, 15 minutes. And then we played a bit of ABBA, played a bit of Osmonds. Osmonds, a lot better than I remember, you know, Crazy Horses and all those. They were quite good songs, actually. But I didn't play any Bowie because I played Bowie and stuff like that at home anyway. So I didn't play the cool 70s stuff. It was more the kind of cheesy, kitsch 70s we went for.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Crazy Horses there. I remember that. That's extraordinary. Chris, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Chris Moss there, a travel writer.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.